None but the hungry heart. 10:5. Dethronement. Four brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Galatians 5, verse 13. Our no to the old will be absolutely ineffective unless we are standing on the facts of the new. At the cross, the old man was crucified and buried. When I plant my feet on that fact and say, no, as for me, I stand in the Lord Jesus as my life. Its governing power is broken. It is not annihilated or eradicated, but it has lost its throne. It is a greater testimony to the power of the Father to let that thing be in us and give us dominion over it than to eradicate it to begin with. We want to get clear in our minds that the Father does not mean to improve the old man on the one hand, nor to remove it on the other. The fact that it does not go away or get better does not mean that we are not growing. Our having been crucified with the Lord Jesus was to make the body of sin of none effect while we live by faith. But the old man can become active and dominant in the walk of the believer when faith becomes dormant and inactive. It is not the Father's will that sin should have dominion over any child of his. All died with the Lord Jesus. All were united with him in crucifixion. But few enter into the joy of the freedom of the sons of God because they do not believe his word. Will you not now bow before your Father and thank him regardless of feeling? Or it may take a day or a month. I do not know how long. But I do know that when any child of God will believe and begin to express that faith in thanksgiving, day by day thanking him for the fact which one may not yet have experienced, the Holy Spirit will lead that one into a glorious personal realization of his identification with the Lord Jesus in his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. They who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Romans 5, verse 17.